Hey, Rock 107 WIRX. Oh, what's going on? 7:09 today, gonna see a beautiful day, honestly. Sunshine, high of 67 tonight, partly cloudy and low of 47. Thursday, starting off sunny, then we got a chance for some rain in the afternoon, high of 63. Right now, still a beautiful start today, about 49.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, if you haven't heard, there is a Kellogg's restaurant in Times Square, New York. That's right, Kellogg's. And you can pay like $6 for a bowl of cereal for some reason. And now they're going to let you spend way more money than that to get weird with Pop-Tarts. That's right. We're going to do some weird things with Pop-Tarts, man. Kellogg's NYC is rolling out a bunch of Pop-Tarts items, including nachos, right? So everything is Pop-Tart blank. So Pop-Tart nachos, Pop-Tart pizza, tacos, burritos, tiramisu, and milkshakes. They're all made mostly out of different types of Pop-Tarts, although some other dessert ingredients sneak in there too. They're only going to be available this week, so if you're heading to NYC, I guess if you want to spend, you know, $12 on a Pop-Tart pizza, it's your money, you do what you want, but you can probably, do it at home for a lot cheaper. Maybe give it a shot. Find something on Pinterest on how to make a Pop-Tart dessert pizza. Amazingly, the jersey Tom Brady wore at the Super Bowl has not been found. If you haven't heard, Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey, the one he wore, got stolen, which means the criminal is on the loose out there somewhere. Well, according to a police report, the criminal will be facing big-time charges if he or she is ever caught because the jersey is supposedly valued at $500,000. That's right, $500,000. Police have confirmed the case is still open and that they have no new developments. I don't understand this, unless it's sold like on a black market somewhere. But whoever gets it, they're not going to be able to keep it, are they? I don't know. This is weird to me. $500,000 for that jersey. Of course, it makes sense. It's a pretty legendary jersey in that regard. And lastly, today, Wednesday, February 22nd, is National Margarita Day. Now, if you're like me, you're going to mix your margarita with some cheap tequila. I mean, the kind of stuff that you go, I shouldn't drink this, but I'm going to drink it anyway because it's in a fruity, icy cocktail. But there is a fancier way to go, and that is with a bottle of Gran Patron Buerdios, which costs a staggering $525 a bottle. It's just regular tequila, but it's meant to be enjoyed on its own, like a fine scotch or cognac. Something to consider, you know, if you win the lottery and you're like, hey, I want to buy really expensive tequila. I'm sorry, tequila drank on its own is just we all know it. That's why every time you have tequila, you have to do it with salt and a lime. You got to have training wheels. Good God, $525 for that. I don't think I've ever spent more than $10 on a bottle of tequila, and that's the way it should be, especially on National Margarita Day, which, by the way, I need to get my blender out because it's time for our margaritas. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?